mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number three on this Election Day extravaganza, November 2nd, 2004. The last hour, we had Dr. Dennis Cuddy on with us going over how no matter who wins, we lose. It's a staged event where they make you think you have a choice. That's what all of this is about, and it all serves as a distraction from the local level, the county, the city, the state level, where we can turn the tide against the New World Order. You can basically write the executive and judicial branch in D.C. off. Jeff and Mark and others, your calls are coming up. Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. Paul Watson, there's so many other issues we need to cover. What are some of those issues we'll be talking about in this third hour?
Well, leading on from the Bin Laden state, there's actually an Associated Press article which came out in the last hour or two where, I mean, the headline is "Witness Bin Laden Premeditated Attack. Osama Bin Laden spoke months before the September 11 attacks of a strike against the United States and said there would be thousands of dead. A Jordanian-born man says he served briefly as the Al-Qaeda leader's bodyguard," testified Tuesday. So again, after Bin Laden's so-called admission of carrying out 9/11, despite the fact that that was impossible without government complicity, now we have on the back of that another kind of reaffirmation trying to convince the American people of that scenario. So, I mean, we can get more into Bin Laden because there's more to say on that.
Well, I mean, this government's lied to us so many times. We know Bin Laden's CIA. We know they've released fake Bin Laden videos before. This one obviously looks better than the fat guy in the dark room. But it's really getting ridiculous now. And the things he said, whoever this is, the things that were said, and then CNN dubbing another Muslim voice, Arabic voice, over him, why would they do that? Dr. Cuddy thinks there might be codes in what this Bin Laden, Max Headroom creature was saying.
Well, yeah, the question is, you know, did Bin Laden read this willingly? Was he pressured to read it, or is it not Bin Laden at all?
And again, we have Steve McQueen out pitching products 20-something years after he died. And at the same time, I mean, they can generate this fake stuff. Did Bin Laden have NORAD stand down? Did Bin Laden run war games with that exact same thing happening that morning? Did Bin Laden have his family flown out of the country? Did Bin Laden do CIA insider trading? Did Bin Laden have Mayor Giuliani get out of Building 7 and have it collapse with explosives and have the owners say they blew it up? Man, Bin Laden must be omnipresent.
Well, yeah, the bottom line is we're never going to know because, you know, the mainstream just swallow it whole and don't ask any questions. Christopher Berlin, the American Free Press journalist who's been a guest on your show, called the CIA and asked them how they would even know that it's Osama. You know, did they use voice verification technology? And they're not going to tell us, and that's what they said, because why would they need to verify it when they made it? And then he phoned up the Chicago Sun-Times journalist and asked him the same thing. You know, what if it's a hoax, and how do you know it's Bin Laden? And the journalist replied, "I don't care," saying it bore the hallmarks of being Osama Bin Laden.
And
when asked what those hallmarks were, the journalist replied, quote, "because it was on TV." So that's the standard of mainstream journalism. And, you know, we get attacked for jumping to conclusions when this mainstream big opinion maker says that it's Osama because the government said so and they never lie.
Well, also we have the government going, "oh, look, this new beheading's real for 2 days." Turns out it was a 20-year-old kid in his San Francisco garage. And then we have all these mainstream news articles of intelligence agencies controlled by us handing people over to Al-Qaeda to have their heads chopped off. That's been all over the mainstream news, but in the back of the paper. And it's just amazing.
And this 20-year-old kid, you know, they sent a couple of low-level FBI agents around to his house who didn't even know simple, basic computer terms like file sharing. And they're supposed to investigate it, but the mainstream media bought it within minutes of it being released.
All right, folks, we got about 55 minutes left in this Tuesday edition, election coverage. We'll be right back with your calls and a ton of other news with Paul Watson. I'm Alex Jones.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at berkeywater.com.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We got Paul Watson riding shotgun with us. We'll get into the latest developments in the Bin Laden video. He's updating it by the minute. Every 10 minutes or so, Paul is updating PrisonPlanet.com. Same thing with Infowars.com, with our webmaster there doing a great job. The latest election fraud by both sides, manipulating things. We're going to be covering that. First off, though, here is Bush again a few months ago saying, I'm not worried about Bin Laden. I'm not worried about him. But we should give up all our liberties because he's such a threat, and you've called special forces off of supposedly capturing him, and special forces colonels have been in mainstream newspapers saying, we had him and we weren't allowed to get him. And then helicopters land and fly him out to safety. C-130s land and fly out his Arab fighters because they're CIA. Just like the Arabs on those planes on 9/11 thought they were part of a training exercise. But here's Bush saying he's not worried about Bin Laden.
The threat that Bin Laden posed won't fully be eliminated until he is found either dead or alive?
Well, as I say, we hadn't heard much from him. And I wouldn't necessarily say he's at the center of any command structure. And, you know, again, I don't know where he is. I repeat what I said. I truly am not that concerned about
it. Okay,
him. I know
so, he's on the run. So then that's what Bush went on to say. I'm truly not that concerned about it. Then he denied he ever said it. Now, our next guest is on the road out there at, you know, mile marker 54 driving down the highway. He was one of the top stories, ABC News, yesterday. On election eve, September 11th, doubters surface by Dean Schnabber. Group launches ad campaign, request for criminal investigation. More than 3 years after the terror attacks of September 11th, the skeptics are still out there, and despite a massive government investigation into the causes, you mean a whitewash, threats and government response, in the final days before presidential election, the doubters have been making more noise. One organization, reopen911.org, has launched an ad campaign calling for a new investigation into what happened on 9/11, and another group, 911truth.org, is filing a formal complaint with New Jersey State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, seeking a criminal investigation. And they say, despite the independent commission's report, it's not an independent commission. And it says conspiracy theories about the attacks have been brewing while the ashes of the World Trade Center were still smoldering and have grown into a booming cottage industry. Oh, yeah, right. With countless books, websites, and videos devoted to the subject. For some people, the questions about what happened have not been resolved, and the report released by the independent 9/11 commission did nothing to put it to rest. It only caused more frustration. Jimmy Walters, the man behind the campaign that has placed commercials showing the collapsing buildings at the World Trade Center, and an image of a plane hitting the Pentagon, a computer-generated image on television in New York, full-page print ads and newspapers across the country, said he has a definite political aim. And, again, it is to expose the perpetrators of 9/11. And we're honored to have Jimmy Walter on with us and with Paul Watson. Jimmy, thanks for taking time out to join us.
Alex, thank you. And I want to thank you as being one of the prime generators of this movement, because you have put out so much stuff yourself already, and a lot of people are actually stealing your work.
Well, I was there 2 months before 9/11 saying Bin Laden's an agent, they're going to attack the World Trade Center, and then blame it on Arabs, and that's because I had internal sources. We have the official government plan to carry out 9/11, Jimmy. We have Operation Northwoods.
Absolutely, sir. And I'm just so frustrated that people look at me and say, well, you know, that was 40 years ago. What's that got to do with nothing? We have a criminal history here. But it's very important for people to go to reopen911.org or call 888-INVESTIGATE to register their desire to have them reopen the 911 commission.
And, that's right. You've got a big petition there on the website. It's reopen911.org.
Right, I commissioned the complaint for 911 Truth. That was my money that paid for that complaint.
You also paid for the Zogby
poll that showed that 66% of New Yorkers want the investigation reopened, and the New York Times did not think that was news fit to print. So we have a huge media problem in this country, and we need to get a million signatures. I'll take 100,000, but I would like a million signatures to force the Attorney General of New York to open his own investigation, because if Bush wins, there's no way this will ever be opened again.
And again, you ran full-page ads in Newsweek and other publications saying police and judges and others, firefighters, will give you a free Eric Hufschmid book or video, and now you're carrying Von Kleist video. I know you've gotten some of mine.
And your video goes with it. We have David Ray Griffin's book, The New Pearl Harbor. A free copy to any policeman, any fireman, any prosecutor, any judge, or any elected politician.
And you have spent $1 million+ of your money.
I have spent over $2 million in this round.
Wow, I hadn't talked to you in a few weeks.
Well, the last round of TV ads, you may have seen or not, which you can see on 911, reopen911.org, was an additional $420,000.
And that's in New York City.
Well, I'm concentrating on New York City. I mean, you know, I'm rich, but I ain't a billionaire. And there's no way I can cover the United States. But the people in New York are the people who are, pardon the horrible pun, the target market. And they're known for raising their voice, and every news company is centered there.
And because, I mean, you ran, Zogby is the most respected polling agency on the planet, bar none. You ran a major scientific poll through them. 49% believe the government was involved. 66% believe they had prior knowledge. It should be reopened. And the media totally ignored it. One Canadian paper ran their own poll and showed 60%+ thinking government involvement. But again, a news blackout. So you've gone out there and bought full-page ads in all these major publications. You've run ads on radio and TV exposing this. And I can only commend you, Jimmy.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. But you were there first, so I commend you.
Now, What response have you been getting from the people in New York? I mean, how is the media? I mean, finally they're having to report on what you're doing in ABC News.
Well, we've had hundreds of thousands of hits on the website. We got thousands of people who have signed a petition. We got hundreds of people that are volunteering their time and their money to extend this effort. And it's starting to snowball. And we've got to keep the pressure up, because I'm not sure the Democrats really want to reopen this can of worms either. But if we don't, the terrorists, who are bigger and better equipped than 19 Arabs, screw-ups from Saudi Arabia, are going to strike us again. I mean, they are going to solidify their game. Tommy Franks, the head of the army, who won the war in Iraq, has said, if there's another terrorist attack, the Constitution is toast. We have to prevent that. We have to save the United States.
He said we're going to go to a military form of government. Now, listen, this is a quote from you in ABC News. It had to be somebody bigger, and Walters, who is also the founder and president of Walden 3, which promotes the development of sustainable cities, and it continues, said his feelings about what happened have gone from believing that the government bore responsibility for an error of omission to a belief that there had to be government involvement in the attacks on some level.
I believe, as Michael Rupert does, that Dick Cheney should be indicted.
Well, I'll say this. NORAD stood down. Dick Cheney was in control. They ran drills of hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center and Pentagon.
And then lied later, saying they never even thought about it.
When it was on the Pentagon's own website.
I mean, these people, how do you know they're lying? Their lips are moving.
Absolutely. And it's just incredible. Paul Watson, our contributor and webmaster for PresentPlanet.com, do you have any questions for Mr. Walter?
Well, yeah, to get back on 9/11 in a second, the Drudge Report has just put up a headline with a flashing police siren at the top, which means sensationalism, but it says Kerry campaign finds comfort in first batch of exit polls, but there's no link, so we don't really know what that means at the moment. But back on 9/11, in the initial weeks after the attack, the thing that I ran into time and time again when I questioned the official story was that questioning the official story was an insult to the victims, which is pretty ironic now because
we have 400 of the victims' families with one lawyer alone, Stanley Hilton, suing the government for involvement.
Yeah, now we have another court case against the Bush administration on behalf of William Rodriguez being run by Philip Berg, who was one of the guys who was involved in the rescue effort, diving under fire trucks as one of the buildings collapsed.
And now we have firefighters and police saying they loaded three of the four black boxes undamaged on cars, but the government declares national security. Jimmy Walter, comments on that?
Well, national security has been used to cover up the Northwoods. We had to have a Freedom of Information Act to get the Northwoods documents exposed. The government uses national security to hide whatever they have done wrong, not necessarily for national security. We have to force them to tell us what's happening, and if we don't reelect George W. Bush, it's not going to happen at the national level.
Well, I guarantee you, regardless, if Kerry gets in, he's going to be involved in the cover-up, too.
He already is, de facto. I call Kerry a sin of omission as well. But at the same time, at least we will have senators. Here is some scuttlebutt rumor. I have it from a friend, but it's not confirmed. After the election, Bob Graham is going to come out with some revelations. And I think that they're going to help us get this thing reopened by the Congress. But barring that, Spitzer, the Attorney General of New York, has nerve, and he is the person who may take this on. I also funded that complaint, as I said earlier, and we hope to get Spitzer or the District Attorney of the Borough of Manhattan to open a criminal investigation and aid in the civil suits that should be brought against whoever did this.
All right, we got a break. When we come back, one final segment with Jimmy Walter. Then we're going to continue with Paul Watson and get to all the callers that have been patiently holding. Hour number three of continuous election coverage. A lot of election fraud taking place on both sides. We'll be talking about that, but it's systematic with the Republicans controlling the electronic voting machines. We will continue after this break. We'll also talk about Building 7. Jimmy Walter's running TV ads in New York. talking about the mysterious collapse of Building 7. Stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony Shortwave Car Stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404-3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony Shortwave Car Stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Levy breaks when the truth finally pours out. I've done my own little poll. Jimmy Walter paid to have this complaint drawn up to Elliot Spitzer in New York. He paid to have the Zogby poll done. He spent now $2 million running ads that expose NORAD, Stand Down, Building 7, all of it, exposing the Zogby poll. I've done over 1,600 radio interviews. Here's my own broadcast on dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations. Nobody calls in that disagrees. 5 years ago, it was the opposite. People have woken up, but the establishment keeps the illusion going that we're all by ourselves or we're weirdos somehow. Jimmy, you're running TV ads in New York that talk about the collapse of Building 7. folks that are online and who aren't in New York can go to reopen911.org and watch the ads, but describe to us what these different ads cover for folks that aren't online or who aren't in New York.
Well, the Building 7, of course, is the primo example. Here's a building that was not hit by an airplane. Was a block and a half away from the Twin Towers when they collapsed and was not hit by falling debris. It had no significant fires from the pictures taken from it from the outside, yet came down just like the controlled demolition at 5:30 that day. And Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder for the World Trade Center, who got $7 billion in damages as a result of this, said on film, "I told the fire department to pull it." Pull it is an industry-specific term of construction demolition, which means to knock out the center support columns, which the 911 Commission omitted to report on in their report.
And again, we first brought this out about a year ago on this broadcast, and those video clips are on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I tell you what, John running the show, find the Silverstein clip. Can you do that? I want to play that right now. I mean, this is such a sterling example, Jimmy, where he slips up and says it on TV. Well, we gave the order to pull it, so I gave the order and we watched it come down. Then we cut to a clip of an engineer in New York from the city going, yeah, pull it means to demolish the building.
And the Federal Emergency Management Association says, we have no idea why the building collapsed.
Okay, here they are in the show America Rebuilding, talking about months later how it totally fell and so why they decided to rebuild it first. Then it cuts to Larry Silverstein saying, we gave the order to pull it that day, and it shows Building 7 falling as he says it. Here's the clip from the PBS documentary.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
All right, folks. Jimmy Walter.
Well, first of all, his statement is totally inconsistent. One, the building was evacuated at 9 a.m. that morning, according to the reports. So there was nobody in there to die. Two, the building collapsed straight down. There was practically no collateral damage. Three, the fire department of the New York City is not trained and does not demolish buildings with explosives.
Well, I'll tell you something else. I was just in New York, and to see it for yourself, it's way across the street, way far away.
It's a block and a half away.
From Tower 1 and 2, buildings right next to the towers barely got damaged.
That's a little unfair, but parts of them were still standing.
Well, I'm talking about the Millennium Hilton.
Right, exactly.
That wasn't damaged. That was
exactly. You're right
close.
On that one.
Obviously, some of the little buildings around it were almost totally destroyed. But
well, the two buildings between Building 7 and the towers, where parts of it were still standing on both of those buildings, and they did not collapse in the same manner at all.
Yeah, and then you've got the towers, the buildings by Building 7 who barely got damaged when it fell.
Right. Nothing. On the same line, the building to the left and the right of Building 7 had no damage at all.
It's amazing. So what response are you, hearing from New Yorkers? Is this driving the establishment crazy that you've got all these TV ads running?
Well, the New York Post just did an interview with me, and they may be the first New York paper to do so. They're going to send a photographer tomorrow. Now, of course, Rupert owns the New York Post, so I'm a little suspect about what they're going to do. ABC News, you quoted earlier, finally did an article on it. But, again, the New York Times is like, I don't exist.
Well, Silverstein and others have got to be looking over their shoulder.
I hope they are.
All right, Jimmy Walter, I want to commend you for the commitment you've made for this republic. You have done an incredible thing, and more people did what you're doing, we'd have a free country again. The website, reopen911.org. Thank you for joining us, Jimmy.
Thank you, and be careful. I think if there's another terrorist incident about to occur.
God bless you. I tend to agree with you. Take care.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All right, we're with Paul Watson and his key analytical skills. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We are moments away from going to Jeff and Mark and Fred, Malta and Barney and everybody else that's patiently holding. When you hear a caller hang up, you can try to get in at 1-800-259-9231. I want to ask each caller to only spend about 60 seconds or so with a question or a comment, because I want to take a lot of calls. Paul Watson, before we go to these calls, PrisonPlanet.tv, continual election coverage, the audio interviews, my video TV reports, all my films, your book, my book, a bunch of other films. Why should folks sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv?
Well, because as you mentioned, all your videos are on there, both of our books, special text reports, the best audio interviews, analysis of other people's documentary films, and then other people's documentary films in full. And it's 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, so, you know, you spend more on coffee in a day than you'd spend on a week on this thing, so it's great value for money, and it supports us being able to reach people who don't pay for the site with free videos to pay for our gigantic bandwidth costs.
And they are substantial, my friends. It's the and then again, you know, I've been selling my videos to people like Mr. Walter at cost, so he can then basically give them out to people. We've been doing a lot. I just slashed the prices on my videos and books in some cases by 70% on Infowars.com to order hard copies of them. I've got the new 9/11 Inside Job Special, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, 9/11 The Great Deception. Painful Deceptions, 9/11, The Great Illusion, and Paul Watson's 300-plus page book, Order Out of Chaos, for $59.95. You may already own some of those items, but you can get them at this reduced price and give them to people as gifts who wake them up. So call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. I'm now offering my bumper stickers for free. You just got to pay for the shipping. I mean, we are slashing prices. There's a whole bunch of new specials up on InfoWars.com. Link through the shopping cart. Go to the specials page, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free about the specials. You can ask about them when you call. You know, because we're speeding up here, I can't give you all the details. 1-888-253-3139. You can also write to us and get that. Paul, before we go to these calls, after we go to these calls in a shotgun fashion, a blitzkrieg fashion, what are some of the other items we're going to cover before we wrap up this broadcast? Any new election fraud coming out?
Well, there's definitely election news. I mentioned before the Drudge headline, which was Kerry campaign finds comfort in first batch of exit polls. He's now added something to that at the top, which says election 2004 has been rocked with the first wave of exit polls, which show Kerry competitive in key states. Campaign and media sources tell Drudge, national election poll representing six major news organizations shows Kerry in striking distance with small lead in Florida and Ohio.
Hey, let me stop you. Paul Watson has predicted that John Forbes Kerry is going to win. Now, I want to vomit when I think about Kerry being our president. But I also get sick when I think about Bush because he's been so good at neutralizing conservatives. And Dr. Cuddy agrees, a staunch conservative. Michael Perutka agrees. You know, real conservatives like myself know that Bush has been the worst thing ever because there's no way Al Gore would have gotten away with this. That's why, and Paul, Burke's peerage has said it will be Kerry. They've never been wrong. But Las Vegas has never been wrong. And the Piccadilly Casino in London's never been wrong. They're saying Bush is going to win. So a lot of things are going to be turned on their head here. I know this, it's going to be contested, and I'm getting a little bit worried that you might beat me here and you might have the right prediction. But you know what, I think they're making us think it's like a close race, though, Paul.
Well, yeah, it's very early, but I mean, the question is, whoever wins, will we, you know, see a change in domestic or foreign policy? And the answer is clearly no. As we've documented in the past, the only change we will see is in the reaction of the opposition. If Kerry gets in, then that animosity will switch from liberals in America and the European Bilderberg bloc to conservatives in America. But, you know, it's just like this current so-called opposition to Bush. There's no bite in it, and ostensibly it's just a disagreement on tactics.
Yeah, it's not real issues. We're all for taking over Iraq, but the UN should be the boss.
Yeah, so then, I mean, what remains are real conservatives and libertarians who will remain consistent throughout in emphasizing that the political process is the problem and not the solution. But as you mentioned, on the positive side, there's an opportunity there to wake up some of the neocons who just associate their personal power and ego with Bush. So, I mean, I've said Kerry all along. There is this 12th Amendment provision whereby if the electoral votes are tied, which is obviously very unlikely, the House chooses the president, the Senate chooses the vice president, so it would be Bush-Edwards, and Edwards was obviously the Bilderberg pick. So then...
Cheney would step aside.
Yeah, and then many people speculated that Bush may not, if he gets in for another term, he may not see it out. So then Edwards would be pushed forward as the president. And then you may see Edwards versus Arnie in 2008. And obviously, going on what we've seen so far, Arnie would win that. So there's several different permutations. But at the moment, I don't see how, you know, Drudge can even kind of report this kind of thing when the first major district doesn't even close until, you know, midnight Eastern time, actually 7 p.m. Eastern time, midnight my time. So I can't quite see how he's predicting, you know, Kerry in the lead at the moment. It's like those I think it was ABC's website in 2000, which showed the winner hours before the polls had even opened. So it's delicate at the moment, but that is what Drudge is reporting at right at the top.
All right, let's go to some calls here. Jeff in New Orleans, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. I went to vote at 9:30 this morning at my local precinct. The lines were about a half a block long outside of the voting booth, and it took me an hour to vote at the machines. They are touchscreen machines but do not have provisions for blind people to be able to vote by themselves. I voted for Michael Bednarik over Michael Peruca because I felt Bednarik was more consistent in the drive for smaller government, but I could have voted for either one of those candidates as such. I did vote for most of the smaller government candidates in the House races and so on, and the Senate races, but the mood at the voting booth was some people were very hostile concerning Dan Rather, and most of the people were didn't say much before they went in to vote.
Dan Rather? They were angry about Dan Rather?
Yeah, they were angry about Rather, especially because he exposed George Walker Bush's desertion from the Air Force with documents that were thought to be fraudulent.
Okay, so you think people were going for Bush at the polls?
Well, this was one particular person who wore a CBS shirt at the voting booth who was hostile to Dan Rather, but most of the people kept their views to themselves.
Yeah, well, it's a record voter turnout. Thanks for the call. Are you getting any feedback? I mean, I've listened to radio this morning and then this afternoon during breaks and reading some of the stuff. It looks like it's a record voter turnout, Paul.
Yeah, it's 58% to 60%. Which is a record over anything since at least the 60s, I think. So
yeah, what was it, 52% turned out in the 2000 election?
Well, yeah, and in 96 it was below 50%. So many people have said that those young voters will all vote for Kerry. So it remains to be seen, you know, whether the high turnout will swing it for Kerry. But another interesting thing is we mentioned the fake Associated Press article which came out 3 weeks ago, where they claimed they were testing the system, but it wasn't even a system, it was just a straight article.
Yeah, that was in Green Bay.
Well, I looked on CNN's front page today, and they've actually got a tracker which says, you know, it's got Bush and Kerry at the top there, currently showing no votes, you know, no percent, because no district.
Well, I know I looked at about, Drudge had a synopsis of about 20, 30 different polls, and Bush was winning in most of them this morning.
But the thing about the CNN front page is that their automated tally system on the front page showed a time as being updated as 3:25 p.m. Eastern time, and this was 4 hours ago. So that shows you that there's already a glitch in their automated system where they're ahead of themselves, and they're showing a time that it's updated, which is 5 or 6 hours ahead of the actual time.
It's incredible. Let's go ahead. And then the Rocky Mountain News declaring the winner yesterday, posting on their website the results, and then they won't say why they did it. And that we got screenshots of that on PrisonPlanet.com right now and Infowars.com. Let's go to Mark in Ohio. Mark, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Alex. I was reading an article on Front Page Mag today, and it really made the hair on my neck stand up. It was about a mob of Arab students in San Francisco State University attacking a group of college Republicans on the San Francisco State University campus yesterday during a turnout the vote event on campus.
And, yeah, I saw that, and again, it's the balkanization. And you've got all these militant Muslims, and then it's explosive. And then we're going to have the whole Southwest break off, I predict, in the next 15 years, kind of be like its own French separatist. It's going to be a Latin American part of the Pan-American Union. They're really setting it up.
One of the gals from the four Palestinian women out of that article, from the General Union of Palestinian Students, GUPS, went on to say some really harrowing stuff. Such as, it says, goes, Republican students asked one of the women that if she hated America so much, why didn't she leave? And her response is what's really terrifying. And she responded by screaming, I have some pride. I would strap a bomb to myself and blow myself up as a suicide bomber rather than being called myself an American. This is really bonkers.
This is P2OG. There's a Pentagon $6 billion program to actually stir the Arabs up. Paul Watson, tell him all about it.
Well, yeah, that came out a couple of years ago where they said they would go to terrorist families' homes, kill their wives, kill their relatives, kill their children, in order to evoke a response so they could then locate and kill the terrorists. But then again, it's problem, reaction, solution. It's creating the problem in the first place, so then you can go in.
And then you've got both sides militantly attacking each other, whereas, I mean, again, folks, the mullahs are completely corrupt, completely out of control, but they're like a mid-level demon compared to the New World Order that is Satan. America isn't the great Satan. The people running America, the people running Germany, the people running Israel are controlled by the New World Order, and it's an elaborate system, a synthesis that they're running. And at the heart of it, and you just heard Dr. Dennis Cuddy last hour, it is a Germanic death cult running the thing, and it is so bizarre. And then they've got a handful of these radical Zionists as their front dummies, when in truth, they're a bunch of Nazis that want to destroy Israel and are setting Israel up for this new European leader to rise who will crush Israel. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, that's exactly the case. One more thing on the election update. We mentioned earlier the possible vote fraud in Philadelphia. This article out of CNS News states, Philadelphia District Attorney Lane Abraham is casting doubt on reports that electronic voting machines recorded hundreds, maybe thousands of votes before the polls opened in Philadelphia. Abraham was quoted as saying the machines have two counters, one of which records the number of votes cast during the lifetime of the machine. She said that lifetime vote number apparently confused some GOP poll workers. So we've got them already trying to...
Oh, yeah. So in Philadelphia, the Democrats are rigging the machines and making excuses. Thanks for the call, Mark. Fred in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Philadelphia, actually.
All right.
Let me see what I wanted to bring up. I wanted to just give me a minute here. I wanted to really get to a conceptual point on... you know, the way the government works, the way this new world order works, you have a election process which is like becoming a virtual polling. Polling is becoming propaganda. So you have a merge between propaganda, polling, like opinion polling, and the polling on election day. That is not, there is the defining lines are breaking down, and the people that control the flow of information control the formation of opinions.
Well, a lot of times local news is different than national news, and we get more from local news. You're in the city where the 2,000 votes showed up before the polls even opened this morning.
2004?
Yes. Well, this morning, over 2,000 votes turned up.
Oh, the number 2,000.
Yes,
yeah,
I mean, is that on your news?
I haven't heard that. I'll tell you, I think that anything is possible because I'm not putting these people down, but because they're ordinary people. But the people in the system, except at the very top, and the people that control the counting, which is software type automation. The people that are in the system, the average people are working at the polls, are barely illiterate people.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Thank you. Good points. Barney in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Barney. Okay. Who's up next after him? Malta in Denmark. Go ahead, Malta.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I want to mention about this guy who pays a lot of money for... commercial. I think is this district attorney in New York trying to get an investigation? I think they will kill him just like they killed Lincoln and Kennedy.
Well, I would agree that if Elliot Spitzer really does try to indict the government for 9/11, he'll be in a lot of trouble, and I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But it again draws attention to the fraudulent nature of the 9/11 whitewash commission.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yeah, but isn't it the case that if they killed him, then it would only draw greater attention to his cause and then kind of highlight what he's trying to do? So, it, in effect, they try to dismiss him, you know, call him a wacko, and then that eliminates
Well, there's
the
also too many of us. I mean, there's too many people across the political spectrum waking up and speaking out right now.
Mm. Can I say one thing, too?
Yes.
I think Paul is right about Kerry. I think he will win maybe... even more than a close one.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think it's going to be George W. when all the cards are on the table.
I am looking a lot into that bloodline thing about the most blue blood. That's very good stuff about that.
No multi-hero.
It's proven. I think it's been proven. Not in the public and mind, but in the research.
What I've said, though, is Burke's, and thanks for the call, Malta, from Denmark. Yeah. What I've said is that Burke's peerage says the president with the most blue blood wins, but sometimes, I mean, now they've come up with more genealogy where these guys aren't cousins on four sides. They're cousins going way back forever. I mean, we posted that. It was just like dozens of relations. It's all one big mass of people, so Burke's peerage could be wrong, Paul.
Could be wrong, but, I mean, George has just added something to the top of those election pool forecasts, and the previous caller talked about how they could manipulate public opinion midstream. So, I mean, people are still out there voting, so if they see that the election pool, which, you know, consists of Fox, CNN, AP, are saying that Kerry's on to a winner, then that could coerce them to try and vote for the winner, which they presume would be Kerry, but now it shows Kerry 10-3 ahead in states, and that's
so. That's a major man. Oh, Kerry, how horrible! It doesn't matter though. It's whoever they want to win is going to win, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, folks, a few final calls. We'll be back tonight, of course, 9 to midnight Central. I want to thank Paul Watson, Jimmy Walter, of course, Dr. Dennis Cuddy for joining us today. A lot of experts I respect say there is a fight between the European New World Order and the American, British, Anglo-American establishment. I don't really agree with that. I think they're playing off different factions of it. yet a sophisticated kind of permutation of a higher level order out of chaos phenomenon. But if Kerry really starts winning, because the establishment in this country has clearly been behind Bush, we may see a globalist-sponsored terror attack. I mean, if there really is a power shift, a fissure going on, which I haven't seen from the debates and their policies, then we may see something disastrous tomorrow, this, you know, while the whole thing is in play. Paul Watson, final comments before we talk to Amelia and Robert.
Well, yeah, that's the case. If you have a close election whereby Kerry is seemingly the winner, but then you have a staged terror attack tomorrow, then the argument would be, you know, we need to keep the existing structure in place while we cope with this crisis. So you could well see that.
And the White House has talked about that.
Yeah, they've been putting that out for months. But I think, you know, if Bush wins on the night, then he'll win by a large enough margin for it not to be contested. But if Kerry wins, then, you know, it'll be close and you'll probably see,
you know,
legal wranglings going on for weeks and months like last time.
Every time I think about it, if I think about Kerry being president, I want to gag. I think about Bush being president, I just have this pang of fear. They want to confuse us. This is psychological warfare. Amelia in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Been a long-time fan. Love what you're doing. Paul, we at least listened to you a long time ago. We missed your daily radio show. Really good to hear you back on the air again. I just wanted to say they just act like we have no choice in who we choose for president, and I feel like it's the media's responsibility to report fair and balanced news. Of course, we know that won't happen, but just want to say that Michael Badnarik is a candidate that represents what people feel in their hearts and minds. I think he represents the American people a great deal. And
Michael's a good friend of mine, and I think the Libertarians have a lot of good candidates and are a very diverse group. Because of the pro-life issue, I have to go with Michael Peruca.
He's another really good one, and I just want to say that I really appreciate you getting the word out and giving people a chance to feel like they have a choice in what they say and what they do.
Yeah,
my husband really support you.
Thank you. They can claim slavery's the law again. We're just not going to go along with it.
Oh, absolutely not. They will not enslave us. We're going to fight back.
Have you gone out and voted?
Yes, I have. I voted yesterday. I voted early, and it was interesting to see people acting there. A lot of people seem to be sort of more towards Kerry than Bush, but there's a few that were adamant.
Where are you in Florida?
I'm in Bonita Springs, which is close to the Naples-Fort Myers area.
Okay, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Call me back tonight or tomorrow. Robert in California, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones, Paul Watson. Love what you guys do. I'm a subscriber, and I was just taping CNN in Ohio. A lady coming away from the polls called in one of the attorneys, and they went right in and proved that as she voted for Kerry, the vote tally at the end of the voting came up for Bush. And so they seized the voting machine and said, oh, we're going to prove it's been set up. So we do actually have one taped case on CNN about an hour ago of this lady.
Well, overall, that's good.
She voted for Kerry, and it came out for Bush.
Overall, challenging these and showing what frauds they are is good, but I'm wondering what crisis they'll give us out of this. Paul, I know you're going to be posting throughout the night all of these latest developments. We'll get that, post that as well at PrisonPlanet.com and at InfoWars.com. Got three webmasters working on the sites right now. My wife, Violet Jones, Paul Watson, his brother Steve Watson. Continual coverage at the websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net. Paul, we'll have you back on tomorrow with more analysis. I want to thank you for the great job you've been doing.
Okay, thanks. We'll be up all night covering this.
All right. We're out of here, my friends. I'm going to go vote just to see how the machines work. I'll report back to you on that as well. God bless you all. God's in control.